It's disappointing, man. It's very sad to see him go. You know, if you're a player in the NFL for any number of years, you know, even if it's just a couple of years, he's a guy that you would want to play for. So it is it's sad to see him have to leave. He just, you know, he treated you with respect. He respected you just as a person, you know, as a man. He wasn't a condescending type of teacher. He just wanted guys to be able to get the job done, and he was able to get that done without screaming and yelling and swearing and all that. He's able to communicate what he wanted, you know, effectively, which I think is clear, you know, by our successes that we had. So from that standpoint, it'd be hard not to say you want a coach like that. It's hard, man. You know, he's really the only coach that I've known for, you know, 99.9% of my career. And to see him have to leave and, you know, we kind of came up short, so to speak, is hard. I mean, of course, you look, any situation that goes bad, you look at what you could have done better. And as a team, I guess if you don't go undefeated, there's always things that you could have done better. So, yeah, we look at that, but at the end of the day, things happen for a reason, too. So we'll see, you know, whether it's in the next couple months or years even, why this all makes sense at some point. Huge. I mean, I'm, you know, my contract is up as well. So it's just a part of the NFL, and it's going on all around the league today. So that's the part of the league that people don't like if you're associated with it. I haven't thought about it. I mean, we just played yesterday, so I haven't even had many thoughts about, you know, what I'll be doing or anything like that.